All right, all right. Good morning to everybody who's just rang in. And it's good to be together. As always, it's a blessing for us to come together on any level, be it through the phone, be it through internet, the digital capabilities that we have in this day and time, or in presence. Presence is always good because there's a tangible feel of each other. We can touch each other and see each other along with hearing each other. But we thank God for this new opportunity. This technology has made so many things available to us and allows for us to continue the work of God in growing in our faith and strengthening each other. I want to begin with a quote by Wilfred Peterson. And I'm going to begin every session with a quote on faith or wisdom or something that I think will be necessary and effective for us. Faith, he says, is not only daring to believe, it's also daring to act. Think about it. That's Wilfred Peterson. In the diary of George Mueller, he's a Christian reformer, Christian social reformer from the Victorian era, writes about his devotion and prayer. In November 1844, he says, I began to pray for the conversion of my five friends. I prayed every day consistently without fail, no matter how I felt or what I had to do. It was 18 months of faithful praying before the first of the five was converted. I thanked God for the others and continued day by day praying for them. It was 5 years later, and the second was converted. I thanked God for the second, and I prayed on for the other three day by day. I continued to pray for them, and 6 years passed before the third was converted. I thanked God for the three that were converted and went on praying for the other two. These two remained unconverted, he wrote, but I hope in God, and I pray on and look for the answer. They are not converted yet, but they will be. And it was in 1897, 52 years after he began praying, that these two men were finally converted. That was after he died. Mueller understood what Jesus meant when he told his disciples that they should always pray and not give up. One of the hardest things for us to do, my sisters and brothers, is to be consistent in prayer when nothing seems to be happening. Say amen if you can. And the big mistake that we often make is to stop praying. We have been programmed for instant gratification and have set timetables for our expectations as to when things should happen. But our prayers are not always answered according to our expectations. And that can be discouraging to say the least, particularly when it comes to praying for the salvation of our loved ones. My mother prayed for the salvation of her three boys faithfully. Every morning she would rise before the house got busy and begin to pray, meditate, and record her thoughts in a journal. I was the first to be saved at the age of 18. Next was my younger brother when he was perhaps in his mid-40s. And then my older brother confessed his faith in Christ a few weeks before his death when he was in his mid-50s. Like Mueller, my mother never stopped praying for our salvation. And though she did not live long enough to see her oldest son confess his faith in Christ, yet God honored her persistence in prayer. If we're going to be effective in our prayer lives, there are two qualities we must have: confidence and persistence. Confidence is no more than faith, the kind of faith mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. You know it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And persistence is having the ability to continue doing the same thing that is necessary and right in the face of obstacles and challenges. This is the way God wants us to pray. We see it in Luke chapter 11 where Jesus says, keep on asking and it will be given to you. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking, and it will be opened unto you. For everyone who continues to ask receives, and everyone who continues to seek finds, and everyone who continues to knock, it will be opened. God honors this kind of praying when we pray for things that are in accordance with his will. James, though, has warned us that sometimes we can pray for things that are not aligned with God's will, and they will never be answered. But when we pray the will of God, God will answer every time. It is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that accomplishes much. Believe this and try not to be discouraged by God's timing, for the secrecy of God's timing will always remain behind the mystery of God's will. But the one thing we must know is that when we pray according to the will of God, our prayers will be answered. So the challenge for us today is to push. Well, you've heard it. Pray until something happens. And as long as we remain confident and persistent, God will honor our request. Let's pray. We're grateful, God, for the love you have given to us this day. We're grateful, God, and we honor you because of your greatness and your faithfulness, your awesome splendor, and the mystery of your righteous will. We honor you, God, for being our God, and we express our love to you early this morning. You have lovingly and faithfully walked with us. You have been with us unseen, and you have spoken to our hearts in whispers. Yes, your Spirit has guided us and instructed us. It has protected us. It has kept us. What a mighty and loving God you are. We deem ourselves unworthy of your love, but we praise you for the faithfulness that you give to us. We thank you, God, for the ability and the gift of prayer. We thank you, God, that you have given us access to your heart. It only speaks of the kind of relationship that you are taking us into, where you open your entire selves up to us and welcome us to come for any reason at any time. And so we thank you, God, for this loving friendship that you're trying to stir in our hearts. We only pray, oh God, that in our time of discouragement that you will be patient with us, that you will look beyond our faults and our inconsistencies. God, we are harder on ourselves perhaps than you are because you understand us and what we're going through. And oftentimes we feel as if we're failing you and we become discouraged in our walk, but it's good to know, God, that you will never forsake us, that there's nothing that we can do to separate ourselves from your love. So, God, as we remind ourselves of this, we come, God, remembering the many prayer requests that we have had for our loved ones, righteous prayers, prayers to accomplish your will, prayers for advancing your kingdom, prayers for keeping the devil at bay and diminishing his power, prayer for the salvation of souls, prayer for the salvation of friends and family, prayers for the salvation of the world, prayers for love to abound and for evil to be settled in the place of the region of the dead. And so, God, we thank you. We pray, oh God, that this time of meditation inspires us and encourages us and rewards us with a greater and closer walk with you. So thank you. My prayer for everyone, God, is that you would give them a special blessing on today, that they will experience you, God, in intimate and special ways, that they may feel loved by you and experience their pain, and that the burdens and the weight of their experience might be lifted as you refresh their souls and give them direction and guidance through the valleys that we all must go through. Forgive us of our sins of apathy, our sins of deliberate and willful acts, and we thank you and embrace your forgiveness. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Until this day we march with you. Until this day we anticipate and our walk with faith, we walk with Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Again, good to be with you guys, and do have a blessed and loving day.
Amen.